The good news is they're still at it. We've had music from the guys from Beyond Music in the past, but it's time for something new, and it's a whole CD coming our way, which is the reason I'm speaking to Retief and Eugene and Lindri and Yolandi and Jason. Hi, guys.
Hello.
But you're not the whole team now. Okay, I'm going to ask Lindri first. Lindri, introduce the whole team. Who is involved in Beyond Music's new album recording?
Hello, Janine. So we have 6 vocalists in total. It's going to be Jason Ferrara, Retief Burger, Yolani Ingram with a new recently surname, Eugene van Deventer, and then Liesel de Toy and Miriam Maruya. So it's a group of 6 vocalists that we're using to record songs.
And Retief, are all of these people then involved in Every Nation as a congregation? It's your musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. It's people that are disciples and people who are from our loins. we have been walking around with people that are serving in the local church, people that are just doing life together. And we're just with the same motive to honor Jesus and to make him famous and serve also the broader church out there, but also our international Every Nation family, where we've received a mandate about 6 years ago to write the soundtrack for the movement. There's the songwriters all over the world, and we've all been involved in songwriting retreats with people from all over the world. So we're just crafting our skills and bringing honor to Jesus. So that's the big story.
Okay, the name Beyond Music, where does this come from? Whoever is going to give me the best answer, Khoi.
Okay, I'll take that one. So the heart behind the name Beyond Music is that we didn't just want to make music that is music. We wanted to go beyond perceptions of or I want to say walls, beyond
limitations,
cultures. Yes, yeah. Just throw the words, anything, limitations, beyond. Fab, I almost want to say trends that's going. So it's more than just music. It should go beyond, and it should transcend. And obviously when we do things for God's glory, I think it will always go beyond just the music and just the instruments. It will go and it will break walls. It will shake foundations, and it will ultimately bring him glory and bring hopefully people into his kingdom and closer to him. So beyond music.
And worship is also beyond music.
It's obviously
so much more. It's the life and our work and everything that we do. Yes.
So is that great vision? Is that the reason why the eye is an exclamation mark?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a shout out.
It's a shout out.
To be loud.
It's a good one. That's a good one. Eugene van Deventer, why? What? How do you fit in?
I try to fit in, and I comb my hair and I brush my teeth. But as Every Nation is part of many congregations, we have certain people and worship leaders from each congregation. I represent the Linwood congregation, where I serve as worship leader and also one of the elders at that community. So it's good to know that all the congregations are involved. It's a collective effort and not just individuals that are trying to put their name on an album.
Because, Jason, let me ask you the next one then.
Yes.
Because the thing about being your own congregation and you've got your worship team is you do get isolated in many aspects. It takes determined effort to get together from the congregations to make something that is bigger than just your little church, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we say, well, there's never competition, but we know Moycliffe is the best.
No,
so.
Moss.
No, we're joking.
He's the worship leader.
I'm there.
Naturally.
No. I think the thing that pulls us all together is the fact that we all just want to disciple people. And that's the heart. Like, we're never on our own mission. And, I think I'm the newest sort of addition to the family. But it's been 4 years now. And the heart and mission has always been to bring people to Christ. And so that's been so beautiful, and that's what binds us together. So we try to get out to each other as much as possible, but we know that we're all serving Christ. And as long as we keep our eyes on that, we're going to be fine. Yeah.
Okay, so Lindri, how often do you guys get together, the bigger church picture?
I think as a citywide church, we have a few events where we gather as a whole church together during the year at prayer and fast events and discipleship conferences. But as musicians, We try as songwriters to get together maybe every second month. We had a retreat a month ago where we wrote songs, and we're busy now preparing for our recording in July. But we really try to create platforms where we on WhatsApp write songs together, and yeah, just to get together with our gift sets, worship, and see what God is doing in our churches, local congregations, flowing into, yeah, beyond music as well.
Okay, Retief, I want to put myself in one of those retreats. No, not to actually be there. You're going to put me in that picture. Take me to one of those. If you're now there, you guys get together. Do you have sessions where you impart, you know, sermon-wise, or is it really just the musicians getting together, relaxing and making, just being creative?
No, it's a pressure cooker of 3 days. There's a lot of fun, and there's good food, and there's a lot of jokes
and coffee,
and there are hopefully a lot of very secure individuals in the room, because that is the big thing when you write together. If I think about me and Eugene, we've been friends for over 20 years. Me and Lindry almost close to 20. Me and Jason, what, it was about 8 years now, 25. You long. So, and it's not just us. There's a bunch of other writers as well. So this is not the whole group, for instance, writing. And there's like this young lady, Miriam, who's only 22 years old. She's also singing on the album, but she's such a prolific writer, the melody she comes up with, and just a heart for Jesus. So we try and create that environment that when we get together for 3 days, normally it's 2 evenings, we come prepared with ideas, with scriptures. We kind of give some guidelines, and then we just write in little groups of normally 3 to 4. We will have like 3 groups going. You've got 2 hours, go and write, and you bring it back to the team. And we're like, okay, this works, this doesn't work. And the big thing is you have to be secure, and we know each other, and we can just try collectively to do the best. And then what we just experienced a month and a half ago when we went to write, we actually wrote so that we can actually only record next year. There were 11 songs that came out in the 2 days, which we now chose the 5 best, actually 6 best that we are recording now. But it's just an absolute miracle always to see God just be there where there's unity, He commands His blessing, and where egos are left at the door. It's just beautiful to see what God can do in and through us.
Okay, Yolani, I just want to take a little sidestep here. You just got married. I saw the photos on socials as well. Just said bye,
Prachtig. No, you are way. It's 2 years. She already has a baby.
I only saw the pictures for the first time last week. Maybe it was one of those reminders where they put in the old pictures and they bring it back. Tell me about married life. Just as a sideline, just because it's normal people making music.
Yes. Married life is amazing, but it also obviously comes with challenges, and it's work. but the wonderful thing about marriage and being in a spiritual family, being in community, is when you go through those tough seasons, and I say this to my husband so many times, if we have to move to a small town, I tell him, listen, we need community. We need people that will keep us accountable. We have to have people around us that will, you know, when it gets tough, that we invite into our homes that can help us see clearly. So I think that part of marriage, it's never just an island thing. I'm grateful to be part of a spiritual family where I can say, hey, please come and help us. But other than that, it's really amazing. And having a baby is such a joy. We have a very easy baby. So, everything just about the married life, it's worth the wait. I'm just like Retief. We waited very long. I waited 14 years of singleness. I think Retief even longer. But it's definitely worth the wait to trust God and just wait.
There's something about, I mean, when we're talking about marriage and agreeing about something, agreeing about church, we're doing a whole series at the moment with people in other countries, or when people leave South Africa and now they go to another country. The first thing that they face as Christians is, how do you find a church? Jason, obviously this is something that's very important to all of you guys who are involved with Every Nation. Yeah. Church and being part of community is one of those big things in your church. Could you maybe, if someone is listening now, because your music comes out of that truth as well. Everything is based on that. Even making music together, functioning as knowing that you've only got a little to contribute. And we found that not only going to other countries, here in South Africa, we're sitting with thousands, millions of people who've left the church and never found a new one. What would you say to someone like that?
I mean, it's tricky, don't you? You know, everyone has their own journey that they're on. All that I can say is I think you're much safer when you're in family. Just this morning, I had to call, you know, our head pastor because there's a decision that I need to make. And it wasn't out of obligation. It was out of accountability. And I think that's very important. You also have a support system. And it's not just for those practical reasons, but every now and then I just find myself, you know, going to church and then afterwards realizing how important it is just having good friends speaking to your life. And you say, hey, life's not that bad. You know, God is actually amazing and he's got this. And I think when you're alone, it's really difficult to see that. So it's not a thing of must, you know, it's just a thing that will, you know, God just adds so much when you're in family and in church. And through my life as well, I've seen it. There's huge fruits on when you're plugged in. God is definitely a collective God, and I know he wants us to live that way. Mm. And there's good coffee as well. I mean, it's really
basics of life.
So that's why I go sometimes.
For the good coffee, I'll keep that in mind. Lindri, the album's name is We Believe. Why? Mm.
I think it's such a strong word for where we are in our lives that we don't just know something, we don't just hear something, but we proclaim that we believe God's goodness, and it's something that we live by, not because knowing him, but because we believe, and therefore we have faith that he's going to come through. So the belief is such a proclamation, strong word that we say. We don't just know God, we believe that he's good, we believe that he's loving, we believe that he's kind, and we just felt that is the album's name.
Statement name for sure. And then lots of people record in Atterbury Theatre. Eugene, you know this as well, and you know from the sound side, why do people like that theatre so much to do recordings in?
Well, number one, the crew and the people at Atterbury Theatre are just world class. You know, it's very easy. Fuzz at Odyssey Records, which are based at Atterbury Theatre, they're doing the technical side of things for us, and they do all the things you see and hear on radio currently. People like Fuzz record. We've also got a good relationship with Gideon Boetes, who's our producer. So him and Fuzz are working together to do just the absolute best. Gideon is comfortable with Atterbury because Atterbury is world class. And of course, the equipment and the acoustics and just the professionalism of the staff there is fantastic. So we are very blessed to have an opportunity to record there. They've been very gracious with us with immense blessing and rates and things like that. So we are definitely blessed beyond measure with having Atterbury Theatre in our corner. We can't be thankful enough to Fuzz and his team.
And it's also containable. I mean, it's like, what, 400-seater? It's not too big that you lose control of a live recording as well.
No, so the 400-seater, and then, of course, the acoustics in that 400-seater is fantastic. So if someone sneezes, it doesn't echo forever. You know, it's important that when there is, like, room noise, that not all the microphones pick it up, you know. So it's like a 400-seater recording studio. That's the quality of that hall and the equipment. So we are very blessed.
Retief, someone who's never done a live recording, never attended one, what can they expect? Because it's not like a concert at all. It's work.
On the one hand, yes. On the other hand, no. So I've been involved with this for many years, and I think the thing that we try and, create is just a big church service where we just worship together. And the cool thing is, this is open for the public, but it's also, of course, open for our own spiritual family and people in every nation who we are now kind of teaching the songs beforehand a little bit, that they get it. And I think basically what happens, you have to at least record the songs twice. So, but we try and do it in a flow, in a set. It's not song and stop and sing and stop. It's like, right, guys, we're going to just worship like 5-6 songs together. They just flow, and the band is ready, and we just worship Jesus. And then we'll stop and we'll take a breather. We'll pray and the band just recollects himself. And then we go another stab at it. And then at the end, if something was a train smash, you just do that one or two songs over again. But it's a lot of fun. And, of course, some people like to be on a music video because all of this will also be video-vised. we've got a great company that does that as well, also from our church. So it's such a great collective effort. It's like a big family reunion and we get to worship Jesus and we can just show this then and give it to the world.
You're not going to have one of those posters saying audience clapping hands that you flash.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, maybe for Jason, but no.
Okay, who's going to give me the what, when's, where's, the how do you get your tickets, all that kind of information?
Okay, so if you go on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Linktree even, you can get the link there where you can sign up for the tickets. It's 125 Rand for adults and 75 Rand for youth and campus people. And it starts the evening of the 15th of July in the Atterbury Theatre at 6:30. And hopefully we're not sold out by then. People can maybe pitch at the doors if there's still a few tickets, but it's not pre-allocated seats, so first come, first serve. If you have your ticket, be at the doors at 6, that's opening, and hurry down to get your best seats. But yes, on all our platforms, there will be links where you can just grab your ticket, buy it, purchase it on PayFast immediately, and then it's yours.
Yolani, I see on the picture for We Believe, you've got this
hoodie, yeah, merchandise.
Hoodie. Have you got merch for Beyond Music?
Yes, so there, on that day, there will also be a stall that will sell some of the Beyond Music merchandise, sweaters, hoodies. I don't know about caps. Yes, caps as well. So definitely if people – it's always good to have hoodies. I think in my closet I have about 5 Every Nation and Beyond Music hoodies already. And if it's nice enough this time around, I'll buy it again.
Because
you can't
much.
Have enough hoodies. Yes. So, yeah, definitely on that evening there'll be merchandise that people can buy.
So Beyond Music, we'll be looking for it. I'm assuming that if you put this into Google or any of those, you don't have to put a exclamation mark for the music. You can just do music.
But I think if they search it on online, they rather should search Every Nation Tswane to get to our church websites, and then they'll be directed there. There'll be links on there. And on social media, meaning Facebook or so, they can search Beyond Music ZA, and then they'll be able to find it on Instagram. Yeah, Beyond Music without the exclamation ZA is for Instagram.
Being part of something that'll live forever. That's the wonder of music. Beyond Music, the recording is We Believe. It's a live recording at the Atterbury Theatre. Tickets for adults, 125. Students, how did you call it? Campus people, 75 bucks.
Students and youth, campus, yeah.
That's for the 15th of July. Go get your tickets and we'll see you there.
And we just felt like ending with a chorus of one of the songs.
Ooh.
To bless you guys, this song's name is You Did It All, okay? You did it all, paid for our fall. Now you can gladly have it all. You did it all, your love made us whole. You are the anchor of our soul. It is finished, it's done. It is finished, it's done. Christ has won. Amen and amen.